hearing and decision on vaccine mandates?
Well, again, I think, you know, the High Court is subject to appeal to the Supreme Court of Appeals and the Constitutional Court. So unless that's done on an urgent basis, that's years away. On an urgent basis, maybe the next 6 months. But individual cases like this latest CCMA case, they're factually based. So effectively, even if this case went on review, on appeal, and effectively ended up in the Constitutional Court, it would be based on what the employer did and what alternatives the employer looked at. Remember, if there are alternatives, like me to work at home remotely, and I don't want to get vaccinated, then you must give me that opportunity. If you can only do half the work from home, like Johnny, and half needs to be at the site and I can't come to the site, or some employers also saying, well, if you want to come to site on those days, then get a PCR test. Get a PCR test that you are, that you haven't got COVID-19, and then come to the workplace. So there are many examples of opportunities before dismissal.
Jonathan Goldberg, Labour Analyst, CEO at Global Business Solutions. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time here on The Morning Review. Just after 11:30, time now for your Eyewitness News headlines. Here's Regan Thorpe.
Thank you. The Public Protector's Office has received a complaint accusing President Laurent Poisson of breaching the Executive Code of Ethics. The Chapter 9 institution says the complaint was lodged by an MP. It relates to allegations that Laurent Poisson was aware public funds were being misused to fund ANC election campaigns. Eskom says the city of Tshwane owes it 635 million rand. The utility says it met with the city's leadership on Tuesday. The money was due to be paid more than a week back. And Siya Kolisi has been named SA Rugby Player of the Year for 2021. The Springbok captain garnered the most votes for his performance, while Apalele Fassie underlined his potential by winning the Young Player of the Year award. These stories and more at 12 or as it happens.
EWN Traffic.
So on the railway lines we go. The Wellington to Kraaifontein trains, the Worcester to Cape Town, have been cancelled until further notice.
The tourism sector has been one of the hardest hit sectors by the COVID-19 pandemic. All year round, tourists will head to Cape Town to enjoy all the beauty and experiences that the city and the surrounds has to offer. In the spotlight on Cape Talk this week, find out what Cape Town Tourism is doing to build and support the city's tourism community by offering free access to its Ubuntu program. Restaurants, accommodation establishments, or any other business in or supplying the tourism sector are encouraged to sign up at capetown.travel today to qualify for this limited time offer.
Blend is an event company that turns each client's dreams into a first-class trendy reality. Whether it be online or in person, Blend produces incredible events while supporting local businesses. Your event can be whatever you dream it to be. The Blend team will work passionately, pouring all their creativity into your desired themes, designs, gifting, and event organizing. Blend will make sure to create an event that stands out from all others and is a memorable success to everyone who attends. Visit blend.global for more. Blend, make moments matter.
What's better than reconnecting with old customers after lockdown? Connecting to new customers, partners, and suppliers online. But going digital can also mean new risks. That's why your small business needs a partner that can protect all your data and devices from all digital threats. Vodacom Business is that partner. You've built it, now protect it. Call 082 1960. Wear a mask, stay safe. Further together. Vodacom Business.
Are you the kind of person who knows random facts?
The ultimate general knowledge showdown in the Cape.
The curious mind with all the correct answers to questions about trivia and history. The brain everyone calls to win a quiz.
I always get bombarded with messages like, are you going to answer? Are you going
to
answer?
It's your time to put that brain power to the test in the ultimate general knowledge showdown.
Please start the clock.
Register at capetalk.co.za for your chance to play in the 2022 Dis-Chem Brain of Cape Talk. You could walk away with the ultimate crown and win your share of 220,000 rand.
Answer the questions quickly. I mean, you either know it or you don't. Just don't waste time.
Get rewarded for your knowledge and curiosity in the 2022 Dis-Chem Brain of Cape Talk.
Try and stay calm.
A winning mind in a healthy body. More on capetalk.co.za.
Do you know facts, trivia, and answers to questions that most people don't? Are you the curious one among your friends, family, and colleagues? Well, it's time to put that brain power to the test in the 2022 Dis-Chem Brain of Cape Talk. Register on capetalk.co.za for your chance to play in the ultimate general knowledge showdown. You could win your share of 220,000 rand and be crowned the 2022 Dis-Chem Brain of Cape Talk, a winning mind in a healthy body. Register now on capetalk.co.za.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
So the lines are now open, 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. I'd like a cogent, coherent conversation around mandates, if you wish. 021-446-0567. Robert in Tableview, how are you doing?
Hi, how's it, Lester? How are you doing, man?
I'm okay. What's on your mind?
Okay, Lester. This is on my mind. I've had COVID twice already, okay, so I'd like to think I've got natural immunity. And, you know, for medically, we need consensus on these different issues, you know. That's considered as immunity. I mean, it's not considered some conspiracy theory that I've got natural immunity now, you know. For me, what I understand is that the vaccine was brought in to ensure that you wouldn't end up in ICU and basically blog up the hospitals.
And dying.
You know? Yeah. So, as far as I know, a vaccinated person can still get this virus.
Yes.
So, I mean, don't we all understand this already? Don't they take into concern medical reports and this kind of stuff? A lot of stuff has already been published on it, you know, Lester.
You know how the flu works and the cold works. It yeah, works sure. from the transmission of droplets. So if I have a cold or a flu, it's because of my running nose and my slurping and my tissue, and it floats in the air.
Yes.
This is how I take it, and this is how I internalize when it says you're less likely to have severe disease and be symptomatic. I internalize it. If I am vaccinated, the chances of me being slippy and slurpy and spewing and spluttering all over the place decreases. So yes, I can still be infected, but the rate and the chance and the likelihood of me infecting someone else if I'm unvaccinated or if I'm vaccinated is less, because I'm less drippy, I'm less slurpy, I'm less sending virus riddled water and sputum molecules into the air. And that's how I internalize why they say your risk of transmitting is less if you are vaccinated, because I'm not talking here with in Johannes's face with a runny nose and coughing and spluttering. And that's how I internalize it.
Okay, so you're saying that basically the amount of sputum, whatever molecules get put into the air, if you were vaccinated, as opposed to you weren't vaccinated, would be less contagious to other people. My understanding is that if you've had the virus or you've had the vaccine already, that you are still able to get this the virus. You know what I mean? I couldn't really comment on.
We're talking now about efficacy of vaccines. You and I, but the broad conversation is a mandate. If you do, are you employed? Do you work in public or private sector at the moment?
Yes, I work in the private sector.
Is there a mandate or discussion around a mandate at your workplace?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk underneath the employees. You know what I mean? There's a lot of staunch people out there that have been villainized, you know, for not wanting to take it or have already had the COVID, you know, and have got natural immunity. You know, what is going to happen if they somehow create a precedent for this? I don't know. The legalities, whatever, I can't really comment on, but there's a lot of dissatisfaction. Just basically, if it doesn't follow the narrative, it just gets shot out of the water straight away, you know? And there's, my heart rate's gone up about 20% because I've never been live on here. But
you're doing great, and you're providing cogent arguments, and I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. You're calling
me. That's my two cents, Mr. Lister. Thank you very much.
Robert in Tableview, thank you so much. Shahid in Bonteville. How are you doing, Shahid?
Hi there. Good morning. I've just got to basically very much upset with Vumatel at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they last year, they did a survey in our area just to find out, you know, if there's people, you know, wanting to have fiber in the area.
Mm.
You know, and I think most of the people in our area most probably said yes.
Yeah,
I mean, a few weeks ago, they started laying the infrastructure now, the pipes into our area. And I only came to notice it when they started coming into my road.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, compared to what they are doing here in our area and the more affluent areas that I've seen them laying cables and pipes already for fiber,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have got a really don't care attitude about how they're doing the work here.
So they're saying, you're saying that in a better area, they patch up nicely after their work and they're not doing the same in Bonteville.
Yes, I mean, I can send you pictures. They have these round pieces of pipes sticking out of the ground in front of people's driveways. You know, they dig their trenches, they close it again.
Mm.
But, you know, normally they would compact it. That is what I've seen in the affluent area. They would compact it so by the evening people come home, you know, they'll at least be able to get into the house without having to go over some, you know, hills and, you know, sand and whatever. They never even send any notification. I've asked 5 or 6 neighbors of mine down the road as well if they received any notification, because I thought maybe, you know, they just skipped my house.
I wonder if the city is responding to
any notifications. I've even asked people in another road if they received any notification. Mm. None has been done.
I wonder if the city is responding to this about the level of workmanship and professionalism when it comes to...
And I mean, our councillor here, Angus, is not even worried about it. He said, well, you know, he's got nothing to do with it.
Angus always listens to us, so I'm sure Angus is going to phone now to respond to the Shahid in Bonteville. Really appreciate 021-446-0567. Ashraf in Grassy Park, I'll see you after this.
John Latham on Cape Talk.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m.
Advocate Jennifer Williams to investigate the allegations that have been made against Albert Fritz. And I think it is a wise decision by the provincial government not to make the appointment themselves. Having the state attorney's office do it is, I think, the right way to go.
Getting you home.
Afternoon Drive with John Latham.
Every weekday, 3 to 6 p.m.
Only on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, Cape Town's tourism industry ground to a halt. And now with restrictions easing, it is important that the industry is supported. In the spotlight this week on Cape Talk is Cape Town Tourism's Ubuntu offering, which is a free, limited offer to the industry. The Ubuntu offering is free to tourism businesses and suppliers in the industry. It serves as a valuable platform for businesses to network digitally, receive the latest news and industry information, interact with preferred service providers, and digitally promote and create awareness of their products. Sign up to capetown.travel today to qualify for this limited time offer.
There are times when retail therapy can be less than therapeutic. Redefine your retail expectations with the Mercedes-Benz online store experience. Browse online from the comfort of, well, anywhere, and discover a comfort zone like no other with the all-new Mercedes-Benz C-Class. Visit the online store at mercedesbenz.co.za to find out more.
What is it that makes Sasco, Sasco? What gets us up before sunrise to give you the freshest loaf of bread? The answer is one word, care. That is why our bread is crafted to tasty perfection and everlasting freshness every single day. That's care poured into every ounce of flour and every delicious loaf that's enjoyed throughout Nzansi. That's why moms can rely on us to feed their families. Why? Because we care. Sasco. Taste the care.
Due to the COVID lock.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Ashraf in Grassy Park, how are you doing? The gracious palacious, how are you doing?
Good morning. Believe we had a topic early on, just before 11, about people living in that dilapidated structures. We can't just say tin structures, it's actually dilapidated. Because the current year that structures has been erected was 2008, I believe.
Blikkiesdorp is called a TRA, a temporary relocation area. But there's nothing temporary about it.
But look at here, it's become a permanent residence. Mm. I mean, I think that is like Cape Town's way of saying the DA actually used that as a point of saying, no, we are looking after the people and the city works for you. Now, if we go back in history, it was the actual specific year that the DA won the actual elections for the actual, control of the Western Cape after Ibrahim, I think it's Ibrahim Rasool, that had
the DA has governed in the city since 2006. They've governed in the province since 2009.
Okay, so roughly after that event, they got governing, control just after that event. Because if you look at it, they had all these people go up into a particular, say, no, the DA works. We had a ward councillor, I think his name is Frank Martin. He actually participated in even sleeping amongst those people and trying to get them to say the city will work for you. But at the end of the day, they were thrown into that particular squalor. And I simply agree with a gentleman that there's no schools. There's a dangerous road that actually children have to cross in the morning to actually get to school. This is a thing that the DA is actually not trying to say. They have acquired a usage of land that owns by the airport company, airports company. Now, if the DA is doing all these things, I'm going to go now to my point today. Mm. We've got houses being given to people that already has houses. I mean, my place was thrown down because of certain individuals not agreeing with me to... Look, I'm being honest with you. I also occupied land, and I'm avid a supporter of people that is on the waiting list, and they see that people that's not on the waiting list or people that's previously owned properties get properties, then I will actually agree with some people taking occupation by force and going to court and explain to them that this land that you are now earmarking for the people on the waiting list is not a solution, because we're having people being smuggled through the tender process. In other words, I can be a guy for development.
Ashraf, you raise an interesting point and something that I was going to tackle later, probably next week. There was a constitutional court ruling not too long ago where the Con Court ruled that in Ekurhuleni needed to pay. Basically, there was a housing development. People couldn't move in, and before they could move in, if you were registered for this particular house before you moved in, you had people jump in, essentially hijack those buildings. Let's be honest, those people are also in need. They're also deserving. They may not have been up the queue, but they're also deserving. So the Constitutional Court essentially ruled that the municipality would have to pay compensation to the people who were supposed to be the beneficiaries, but they were queue jumpers. And so that's something I actually want to focus on people who have been on the waiting list, people have jumped the queue or hijacked or whatever you want to call it, and then what the Constitutional Court ruling says on the compensation to people who have been on the waiting list already.
Yes. Now, if we're going to look back, there was a reapplication for all, people on waiting list, because apparently, I think it was about a few years back, we had an issue of the waiting list not being fully validated so that you now resubmit a new waiting list. Now, I think that was the actual criminal act that took place in the in the national waiting list, in other words. Now I'm going to a point. If a person can prove that these particular people have jumped the queue, how do we get these people and the people, the authorities that gave these houses to people that jumped the queue, and then we have people still living in squalor, living in this appalling conditions? I mean, we've got now a few days that went past that went extreme. People went rushing to the beach, but now how can you trust the person leaving his house in that type of condition to go seek a better condition for his, you know, the weather, whatever? But now my point is, man, if we've got, if we're going to raise this point somehow in our I'm an avid listener of Cape Talk. My only point is what I'm, why I insert in this. We've got people that's really in need, and the city of Cape Town knows it. I mean, I went twice to the what do you call it, the state attorney. I even submitted letters to the legislator, and I still never had response pertaining this issue about how people are being, physically manipulated to be an applicant.
Unfortunately, wrap up your conversation in 20 seconds.
I wish I understand 5 minutes left. Enjoy your day. I will wait for the issue to be raised next week, eh?
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry to push you along. I have some obligations I need to do, but I'll come back with some voice notes after this.
Wouldn't we all love to retire with peace of mind in a beautiful, safe environment, knowing that as we grow older, whatever our needs are, they'll be met by a dedicated and professional team? The Helderberg Society for the Aged, based in peaceful Somerset West, caters for every stage of retirement, from independent living through assisted living to frail care or temporary respite stays. Call the HSFA on 021 852 5130 for more information, or find Helderberg Society for the Aged on social media for a flavour of everything we offer our community.
Is your garden hot? Stark Air's Garden Centres understands what your garden means to you and how the heat and dry winds affect your garden. They have just the solution to keep your garden growing at its best. From mulch, water retention products to indigenous ground covers, Stark Air's has you covered. Stark Air's Garden Centres, your trusted and innovative home and gardening solutions partner since 1877.
Do your kids have a sense of how spectacular whales actually are?
No, neither do I, in fact.
Do yourself a favor and take them to Hermanus. Do it in the all-new Kia Carnival, so you all discover just how mind-blowing whales are. The Kia Carnival is built for every kind of adventure, every kind of family, and the things that blow every kind of family's minds. It's built for living a big life.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
It's the final hours of the Dial-A-Bed Summer Sleep Sale. Shop before Monday 31st and get up to 30% off. Incredible sales savings on all our famous brands in all sizes. Plus, get immediate delivery on our best sellers, like the Sealy Skyline Extra Firm Comfort Queen Set for only 10,999. Save 3,000 Rand. Dial-A-Bed. Sleep for life.
Do you know facts and trivia that most people don't? Do you constantly surprise others with your knowledge? Put the brain power to the test in the 2022 Dis-Chem Brain of Cape Talk. Register on capetalk.co.za and you can be crowned the brain of brains and win your share of 220,000 rand. Don't just think about it. Enter now on capetalk.co.za. The 2022 Dis-Chem Brain of Cape Talk. A winning mind in a healthy body.
Cape Talk. Cape Talk. WhatsApp Leicester.
072-567-1567.
I think I'll end the show with some voice notes. We have a few to get through. Let's see what we can do in the next 3 or 4 minutes. Let's have a listen.
Hi, Leicester, this is Israel. On this chopping up the pavements, they did the same here in our area without notice, coming to chop up people's driveways to lay their cables. And I called the police on them, and the police came. And the police removed them and said they must send their representative to come and see these people whose driveways they are cutting up and get their permission. The city's permission on their own is not enough. You must notify us if you are going to be chopping up our driveways. That is what the law or the bylaw says.
Thank you so much. Oh, we're also going to be talking about next week about the expansion of fiber networks in rural areas. There was a survey done, and before lockdown, many people in particularly rural areas think, oh, we don't necessarily need it. But with remote working, with many facilities and more things being available online over the last 2 years, they've now seen a growth in rural areas. Now saying, actually, we do want you to come and dig up our driveways and our pavements here. Yeah, so we're having that conversation, I think, on Wednesday. Let's go to another voice note.
With regards to the guy calling from Bonterheerville, I live in the Durbanville area, and Vumatel was just as messy. They dug up driveways, they didn't put things back properly. They had to call them back 2-3 times. So it's not discrimination. I think they are generally sloppy with their finish up when they're laying fiber. It is disappointing, and it's a bit of a concern, but it's not discrimination. They are generally bad finishes of their product. Cheers. I also think it's because they outsource the cable loading to third party contractors, and the standard of quality with those third party contractors isn't necessarily done very well either.
We're not unfair, we're just generally sloppy with everyone. Shame. I'll come say goodbye after this.
Up close this week on Cape Talk, we look at saving for your retirement with PPS Investments. How can you get the retirement you deserve? By turning every salary into an opportunity. We look at investing in a retirement annuity with PPS Investments, a flexible, transparent investment solution that comes with excellent tax benefits. Up close this week on Cape Talk with PPS Investments. For more, go to pps.co.za/invest. PPS Investments is an authorized FSP.
The real secret to a well-balanced life? It's where your home is. Introducing Zoomervint Apartments within the prestigious Groot for Santa Kral Estate, Durbanville, boasting all the amenities you could wish for, plus a newly built high school and planned university mega campus close by. 1, 2, and 3 bedroom apartments packed with value-added features from 859,000 Rand. For country life with a modern twist, visit genesisprojects.com.
At Cape Talk, we love to talk the talk. And when it comes to protecting you, we're committed to ensuring that we walk the walk too. That's why Cape Talk adheres to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission Code of Conduct. We're committed to giving you accurate news, fair comment, and balanced programming, representative of diverse views. If we're not living up to this code, you can direct a complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission. Their postal address is PO Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024. For more info, visit bccsa.co.za.
And that's our show for today. Friday show, it's The Naked Scientist. Again, it's a school show. Bay Primary features tomorrow, just after 9:30. But have a great afternoon. Midday Report up next. Bye-bye.
On ktalk.co.za.
On the app.
On DSTV channel 885.
And across the city on 567 AM.
Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk.